A New Beginning, a memorial to my grandmother, my beloved Minnie H. Penn. Originally read January 21st, 1989 at her homegoing service. A celebration has begun marking the death of such a loved one. Why celebrate, some may say? We'll miss her so dearly in our own special way. We'll miss her smile, that sincere care. We'll miss the love that was always there. We'll miss the hope, the tenderness, the way that she made us feel with the words she'd say. We'll miss the spark of spiritual light. We'll miss her comfort in our darkest night. We'll miss her spirit that glowed throughout, her sweet, subtle nature, without a doubt. We'll all miss her, that woman who did transcend far beyond family, acquaintance, or friend. Why celebrate, some may say? We'll all miss her in our own special way. Let us not believe that this is the end of a life on which so many did depend. She planted seeds along the way through gentleness of deeds. The things she'd say. She watched those seeds grow day by day, emphasizing prayer. And did she pray? Prayer for her family, far and near. Prayer for all those she held so dear. But also prayer for those who didn't seem to care. Everyone's burdens she seemed to bear. Never another prayer from her lips will we hear. Not from those eyes will we descend another tear. Will descend another tear. Never more from her mouth will God's praises ring. No more in the flesh will she sing to her King. With all this finality, we think of the end of a woman whose God's spirit moved fervently within. But of this end, I do not see. Because of those memories instilled within me. On those memories, we share common ground. On those memories, she'll always abound in the minds of generations to come. Not just a few, not just some, but all. So here we are with this death we must deal. Here we are with the hearts that must heal. Here we are with a void we must feel. It's so hard. So to myself and to you, I must ask, what do we do? What we must do is realize within that death in this life does not mean the end to us or to Minnie H. Penn. I fully believe that she's in a place where she suffers no longer and sees her God's face. With her spirit no more troubled and her soul not a care, she waits for God's trumpet to summon us all there to a beautiful home where eternal will be. Rivers of milk and honey we'll see, cities of gold with sparkling light, always the sunshine and never the night, a beautiful place. But for now, there's a race we have to run, constantly working until the setting of the sun. No man nor angel knows when this will be, so be ready. Let's show the love that my grandmother shared. She would want us to know that she really cared. Let family be family until our God does call. She would want us together, for divided we fall. Let's help our neighbors through difficult days. These are the ways that she would want it. This is the life that she lived, helping others. Let's continue her dream and remember her legacy. Minnie H. Penn made a difference, and she would want nothing more than for us to do the same. Finally, I know that she would want someone to say, thank you to all of you who helped her during her lifetime. Love you, grandmother. Never forget you. You always live in me.